Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's good, everyone?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Our 1 year.
God, I can't believe it.
No, actually, no.
Wow, what a big week for me.
What?
Our 1 year anniversary of this, my birthday.
The 1 year anniversary of America.
3 year wedding anniversary.
America's
Damn,
anniversary.
The month of Aaron.
America's anniversary.
So this is our, is this, 50? This will be launched on the day that, like to the
20,
day?
I don't know.
Probably a little bit off since it's always a Tuesday. It's probably we did it on Monday.
Got it. Wow.
But or Wednesday. I don't know.
It's not even the 1 year.
Matt forgot to change his clothes.
I forgot to change
my
clothes.
Oh, Matt, change your clothes.
It's fine.
It's, yeah. We don't care.
Is this our 52nd episode? Or has it been, like, have we done it?
I think
like
we
every...
missed 1 week, so it's probably going to be 50.
We did?
Yeah, I think last year, like, between Christmas and New Year's,
oh, yeah.
I think we didn't post.
Oh, that's right.
Sinners.
But we've been consistent. This is the most consistent piece of content I've ever been a part of.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Two and a half.
Do you think it would be as consistent if we weren't involved?
You are... the reason why we post every
absolutely CEO.
I would okay. we would be in a much different schedule, but I respect it and I believe that
yeah.
that is valuable.
Mike has definitely come to us a few times being like, eh, we could skip a week, and I'm like, no.
I don't like skipping a week either. I feel like it's fine like here maybe once in a while, but like I don't
like
that. And I love posting days. It's so fun to like read the comments and listen because we recorded it 18 months ago.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
No idea what we even said. Like when I go through an edit sometimes, like usually Mike goes through it.
Yeah.
But if I do it, I'm like watching a new podcast for the first time. So I'm like, I don't even remember.
When you edit them, do you go at 2x speed?
It depends. If I'm not doing anything, I'll just do it normally. But if I'm like trying to get through it, I'll do it. But then sometimes it kind of messes me up because I'm like, what if the pause was way longer? You know, because you're listening to it so quickly.
Right.
Do you
right.
listen to anything like other podcasts or like audiobooks like in 2x speed at all?
No,
not
two
really.
Times is too fast.
Yeah, it is.
Depends on who it is though. Like sometimes you'll hear an audiobook and the reader is like, chapter one.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The way to be a better person. And
yeah.
you're like, all right, let's get on with the program, sir.
Yeah.
But
no,
podcasts,
no.
I feel like a lot of comedy too is a lot about timing. So listening faster, you kind of like lose some of the timing.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
Sometimes I'll accidentally, I don't know how it happens, but like I'll accidentally hit it. So it's like a little bit faster and I can tell right away. And I'm like, what the, but with the, it's so funny because if I listen to the toast, it's sometimes not that noticeable because they talk so fast.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, wait, is this, oh, it is.
She sounds like she's at 2x speed all the
time.
Yeah,
anyway. I know.
Oh my gosh,
which is great.
Harry Styles and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa. Hey.
Those are the best kind of people too for like story times on TikTok because there are
it's
so
quick.
Many people where they are telling a story on TikTok and are like, So yesterday, I went to the store, and you will never believe what happened.
Get to the point.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling my algorithm now, like, if you don't give me what I want in the first 1 second, I don't want to watch this.
Give me the skinny.
Faster.
I made a TikTok about when people do part twos and they're so annoying.
I love that TikTok.
It did really well because I feel like everyone thinks the same thing. It's like usually someone posts a TikTok that like doesn't really have a following and it blows the fuck up. And people are like, we need part two. Like, we need to know what happens. And they'll sit and record themselves and go, hey guys, so I was not expecting that TikTok to blow up.
And it's been so crazy.
Everyone's been texting me, and I know you guys want a part two. And like all the comments are like, part two starts at 1:38 or something. Like, nice. It's like, thank you. It's so annoying. It's like, just get
everyone
to the fucking
point.
Because like their part one will be like, they're at an airport, like sneaking record someone or something.
And something and crazy happens.
Yeah, and then their part two is just, they just have no ability to understand how to make content. That was such a good one. Annoying. It's literally everyone.
It's so bad.
If you start a sentence with so,
I'm not
interested.
Done. Yeah. I'm done.
So, nope, get me out of here. Like, I don't want to hear you start. That is,
I don't really vlog by myself anymore, but like when I was doing like Vlogmas or whatever, I noticed I would always start a sentence with, okay,
me
so.
Me too. I would always,
Why do I do that? Okay, so.
I think it's because you're not really talking to anyone.
Maybe.
So you just, it's like a weird. Like you're addressing the camera.
You have to start the conversation.
Yeah.
Are you also saying it like in between like recording and takes though?
Like, no, I think it's right when I start to film. Like, okay, so we're at the podcast right now. Like, that's how I start. Right.
And then the next time you're clicking record, you're still saying, okay,
so obviously I'll cut it out for the actual vlog. But it's just like, come on, girl.
Yeah. There have been multiple times where I'm like, why do I keep saying okay?
A lot of, you notice a lot of things when you vlog yourself only.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think it's good. And also having done a podcast for so long with Matt and this one and editing so many, now I hear when other people are, if I'm on a conference call and someone's doing a lot of you know, like, and I'm just like, hey, cut it out, to get to the thing. And you hear like, I just, people, like real life just feels exhausting because of how much I've heard of myself talk and cut those things out, that when I hear it in other people, I'm just like, give me a break.
Right. Sure.
Do you like podcasting over? Well, I guess it's because we do YouTube. You do like Instagram. I don't know. But like,
what
I was like,
do you do?
Do you like podcasting more than other social media endeavors?
Yeah.
I guess.
I love being in vlogs.
Yeah.
That was always fun. Like when David was vlogging, super fun.
Well, being
fun.
In them is fun.
You like being in our videos?
I love being in your videos. Yeah.
Mike loves the fashion videos.
Yeah. I think. Honestly, that seems more, I love doing this, but to me, because I don't do it as frequently, I feel like that's more fun.
Interesting. I feel like we did it so much
like
that now I like
assisting and giving people the energy that they want.
You're good at
need.
That.
I've witnessed a lot of creators like collab with some other people and they've had really bad times because that person doesn't bring the energy that they were wanting and they get really disappointed. I like helping out like a person who has a vision and wants to like deliver on it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, you're really good at that.
It breaks my heart when just someone like just wants to like and I've had that experience with other creators where it's like I help them out with like so much stuff and then when I want to do something they're like I'm not into it and I'm just
we always be like we should do this to Matt or like we should film Matt do this because you're like so good at like hamming it up and just like being funny on purpose, like, you know, just
absolutely.
Knowing the camera's there and
I just
being funny.
I don't say I like feel bad for people. I have like a lot of just like empathy and sympathy when it comes to like making something and just like,
so if you're like vlogging, someone's like, hey,
you need
it's
the
like,
energy.
Okay, well.
I know, right?
Yeah,
you gotta bring the heat.
Absolutely.
Well, to take it back to the beginning, for those of you who don't remember, a year ago we had Carly and Aaron on Hoot and Half, and at the end of the podcast we were like, oh, we should start our own podcast as a joke, and then we started talking about it.
Well, it was because we were the best guests. Truly,
you guys were great guests and it was such an easy conversation.
Yeah.
And then we went to, what was the
lunch,
restaurant?
Granville.
I got a grilled cheese.
Yep.
And then we were like, all right, let's do it. And now a year later.
Here we are.
A whole year.
It's crazy.
I know. Patricia today was like, has it been a year? Like, she couldn't believe that. Like,
time flies.
We had made it like a full year. I think one of my favorite things is like watching how like the seasons change throughout videos and stuff. Like,
I love how Carly's hair changes.
Yeah.
Thank
like,
you.
I went back and was like, oh, she was blonde. Oh,
when we
she
started?
Had long hair. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's had many different hairstyles.
I was not blonde when we started.
I think you were something.
I used to sit right there.
Yeah, we've switched around.
You switch seats a lot.
I switched. I want to go here because you can see.
I don't
see
think
me.
I ever moved.
No, Aaron's
I think I've always
sat.
Been in this.
Aaron
seat.
Says I'm sat.
This is my chair.
Yeah. I don't like my hair.
It's been the highlight of my week. Also, every week doing this is like my
it is
favorite.
Really fun.
Oh yeah,
it's the best.
I like it too because I can like get out of the house.
Yeah,
like, and it's work. Like we're doing something that's like
we have a lunch break.
Yeah, it's valuable. We're helping people get through their work weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
We're hanging out. We if we did not do this podcast, we would have hung out like not nearly as much at all.
Yeah.
I was like looking through some of the. So we did a Q&A on our Instagram for people to ask us questions about like the 1 year, whatever. And I think one of them, I believe reading it was, do you think you guys have gotten closer?
Oh, well.
And I thought like, I especially with Mike, like we would only ever really like hang out or talk like if we were at the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
But now it's like we are talking every week.
Yeah.
All the time.
And in our drives and on FaceTimes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the drives are fun.
The drives
it's
are
sad because Matt just moved, but like
I know, and now I'm like closer to the studio. It just doesn't make sense for you guys to drive all the way to West Hollywood than to pick me up. It was it's no way more of a headache.
But it used to be like the four of us carpooling.
Yeah,
and that's always fun because we can just like chit chat on the way. But sometimes it'd be like, don't let's stay for the podcast.
Yeah,
we can only gossip.
Yeah,
but
Matt would always
this.
Bring the tea.
Yeah,
how are we gonna get our tea now?
He'll have to tell Mike.
We'll have to call you on the way.
Right. We need to like allocate time just to like, I don't know,
tea
time. 10 minutes
tea
early.
Time.
Just...
Lunch. We could do it during lunch now.
Yeah.
But it's always so fun. Like first thing in the morning, Matt, you're like, I would say like 80% of the time, a little like disheveled. We're like, I just got to get this off my chest.
Oh, no, yeah. Absolutely.
I will be missing that. Yes. Also, this is not the end of the podcast. It sounds like it is because I just said
no,
that.
No,
but...
we're just... Talking about Matt moving.
Reflecting.
Sitting reminiscing on the days when I had a Mustang.
I don't know
first
the song.
Class.
Well, we did get a bunch of questions submitted on our Instagram. So if you're not following our Instagram, it's Good Influences Pod.
What the heck are you doing?
Where we talk about, we'll post what episodes are coming up so you guys can submit questions and advice and et cetera.
So thank you to everyone who's been submitting stuff for a whole year.
Yeah.
I know.
And for following us on TikTok.
Oh,
our TikToks have been so fun to make.
Yeah.
Helping us go viral.
Yeah.
Okay. First question is, what has been your favorite or most memorable listener submission?
Oh, definitely the girl who wrote in the worst date where they went to the...
And that was never out, right?
Yeah. No, they went to the, like, behind the gas station and then, like, the person got pepper sprayed and...
And they were doing truck
burnouts.
Yeah,
you guys have never heard this because
it hasn't seen the light of day.
Oh, is that a lost episode?
Oh, no.
We have the audio, but we don't have the video.
That was one of the...
Sob crying.
Yeah, we laughed really
hard
at that.
I'm so sad that's not there.
I will never forget it.
Yeah, there are two. I guess this is, we can reveal this. We never officially said this, but we recorded
three
episodes. Two of which we have audio for.
Yep.
And then one of which we have nothing
lost
for
forever.
And we don't have the video for any of them.
It was the first one was you guys submitted advice questions so long ago. Those were never read. That one I believe is lost.
Yeah, the advice one.
And then we have Nepo Babies. We did a Nepo Baby episode,
which
was very fun.
I'm also like somewhat relieved that that didn't come out because I feel like we talked a lot of shit about a lot of people that
we
might run
into. I don't remember.
Nepo Babies never came out.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Dawson has no idea.
I feel like that was like,
no, the thing is like if you asked me like around the month it happened, I would have been like, oh, Nepo Babies didn't come out.
Did
I just
know
don't
that we
choose
lost
to like
episodes.
Yes, I do. The thing is, I have a cart. Compartmentalizing thing where it's just like I just lock that in the past and I don't want to think about it again because it doesn't make me feel happy, and so I just only choose to access the things that bring me joy.
Yeah.
But
so we do have Nepo Baby and worst dates.
Oh, that's right.
Audio.
Yeah. What do we do with those?
We'll post them eventually.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe even if it's just like a random week
or maybe like a midweek, we can do a second like a Thursday bonus episode of audio only.
We start a Patreon for two episodes and that's it.
Nah, we'll just do the regular.
Yeah.
We can do regular.
Dude, we could do a Patreon.
I know.
But what would
but
we
like,
we could all make like videos.
Just more like full on like I guess wouldn't say like full chats and like conversations, but like more BuzzFeed like style, like experience things. Like I don't know, more react to things on the spot.
We'd be like the new Try Guys.
Yeah, just like that.
Going to Mount Rushmore.
The
I would
Try
do something
Gals.
Just like that, but
that
for
would
Patreon.
Be really fun. well, it's a year. We could start a new endeavor.
I also would love to like have interviews with people who are like professionals in like their own industry. Like we like talk like to a like chef? A surgeon or we talk
oh,
to
a surgeon would be so yeah. fun.
Or a pilot. We ask all like the weird stuff that we've
oh,
like
a
mortician. Like
yeah.
All...
That people like like if we did it publicly, they'd be like, this is boring, I don't care.
Right.
But if it were on Patreon, then they could be like, oh, I'll watch it.
Oh
it,
yeah.
For sure.
Because those are normally like the people who are just there to be there.
Yeah.
They don't really care about like the content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just want content.
Right.
Because they support
us.
So yeah.
I guess, yeah, those were the question we just stemmed into this.
Most
was...
memorable listener submission. For me, it's the woman who was on a flight with her boyfriend's family and they all got first class.
Oh,
yeah. And the girl and got coach and Matt had a conniption about it and he was like, I think she's lying.
That got canceled.
Yeah. And Matt got canceled over it.
I was like, under. I know. I was just leaning into like not liking this person's
I know,
story.
I know.
Yeah, it's that like it's funny that
was
you,
just goofing.
That you like to
she sounded this girl sounds difficult.
No like, sexist, Matt King.
That's my most memorable. Okay.
I have a memory of someone pooping in the shower. Didn't one of our listeners say
that
they
familiar.
Pooped
yes.
in the shower?
Yes.
And
they
I
did.
Was just so offended that one of our just one
of yeah, our listeners, like, a crazy
like,
fan.
Yes. These are the people who listen to our podcast or people who poop in showers.
Yes.
That person listening right now is just like,
if you could have a celebrity to be a permanent co-host, who would it be?
Permanent co-host?
Oh.
Okay, someone like reasonable. Obviously, like Taylor Swift, but
no,
like
yeah.
reasonable.
But would you want to do a pod with Taylor Swift
no,
every week?
No, I would not.
No.
No.
But that's what I mean.
Like, I would want like a funny person.
I'd want Annie Letterman, but she has two podcasts already.
I don't know.
Who is that?
Yeah, she's a comedian. She's so fucking
would
funny.
Would you say celebrity though? I don't know who that is.
I would say
okay.
Theo Von.
Theo Von
you don't
as
think
well.
You'd get sick of him though?
No, I think with the four of us. But, hey, pipe down, Theo. It's our turn to talk.
yeah, I do think with him, he would be easier to like fuck with.
Yeah,
where he wouldn't like take anything. Like I sometimes when we fuck with you, you get like really anxious.
Yeah, I do.
I right. think he would be the opposite, and then he'd probably give it back.
Also, but I think the fact that we do a single topic, it'd be easier to rein him in on.
That's true.
Where he, because he'll just talk about whatever, and it's if we're doing an episode about, you know, holidays. He'll be like, oh, well, 4th of July, we do this. And then we can all react. And
he, I like yeah. Chris DiStefano.
Oh, he's good.
He's funny.
I think
don't know
he,
who that is.
You don't like Chris
recognize...
I like the 1975, but I'm not gay. That guy.
Yeah, he was on Joe Rogan. He's like, you have to listen to 1975. And he's like,
no. Oh, I'm like Dave Portnoy. I want him. I want
he's
him
so
on
funny.
The podcast.
His Taylor Swift endeavors are hilarious.
He makes me crack up because he genuinely just does not know what is going on ever.
Yeah. Who does?
Dave Portnoy.
Oh yeah, and he always he can't pronounce Dumois yeah.
ever. Dumois.
Well, he went to the Taylor Swift concert and had all the bracelets.
Yeah, I think he would be a funny person because I would just always be like so mind blown about
yeah.
the stuff he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also really smart,
mm-hmm.
so I think he would bring good conversation.
Yeah, and he's like hard ass too.
Yeah,
so it's funny.
And Massachusetts local.
Yeah,
so then...
and that's it for a permanent guest, right?
Permanent guest.
Yeah. Chris DiStefano every week. You want to hang out with that guy?
Which one is he?
I don't know if you know.
The thing is, I don't even like listen to his stuff that much, but I think he could fit into our dynamic.
What about like Jason Bateman?
Oh yeah, like one of the smartless guys.
I would love Jason Bateman.
He would hate us and like.
Yeah, no, that's why it would be like funny.
What about Larry David?
No,
he would hate us even.
He would hate us even. He wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah,
he would just be like, "How long until this is over?"
Brooke. Oh, Brooke Averick.
She's not a celebrity.
Oh. If I could have someone in a permanent seat, I
yeah.
would. Who?
Of course, of
yeah.
course. No, no, there's tons of people in our circle that I would love.
Oh,
to have,
yeah.
But...
I think just Brooke Averick is a national treasure.
Yeah.
That was so funny when you were doing the impression of her in Indianapolis for people.
What was my impression
there
of her?
There was like people that were coming up to me and be like, well, how is Brooke in real life? And like, do you, you know, is she really this great? And you were like, she is the best. She'll just tell you how she's doing and doesn't care. And she's like, oh, how you doing, Brooke? And she's like, well, you know, I'm having a day, Matt.
Yes.
Having
yes.
a day, Matt.
Like, yeah.
Just
yeah.
the most Brooke, like, you know what? I'm having a day. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
it's going to be okay.
Another unaired episode.
What?
Our episode with Brooke.
Did she replace me?
No,
she replaced
me.
We did it in the
Hoot
and Half studio.
Last August.
Forever ago.
That's never been out?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Do you subscribe to the channel?
We were saving it for like a week.
It was a bonus episode in case we needed one.
What? Yeah. I don't
know what's going on ever.
It might be cheesy, but what do you like about each other?
Nothing at all. But any of you, to be honest.
Oof. I love how organized Erin is. I love how knowledgeable she is about every episode we put out.
Erin's like head honcho pretty much, I feel like. Like you do a lot of the organizing ideas.
That's what you like about me.
I like that you...
Well, about for the podcast.
For the podcast.
Oh, okay.
For the podcast.
Oh, you want to just say like, wait, he's a person?
Compliment me.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
She's...
No, yeah, for the podcast.
Matt... You're funny and smart. You bring a lot of like,
you're very funny
hilarious.
Too.
Thank you. Same. I mean, we're all funny here. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Mike, I just wish I could touch you more.
Oh. I also love that Mike, you're a hilarious, great, great friend. That's what, and you also have just a managerial perspective on things too. Whenever like, what if we're negotiating anything, you know, outside of this with brand deals and stuff. Having your representation like here, I think strengthens us as like a squad.
Yeah,
we
don't take no shit from nobody.
Absolutely.
It's true.
I like that Erin knows my travel schedule more than I do.
I do.
We have a Google sheet that we all have to put in our
travel days.
We all get to put in because Erin built it for us. I'm like, we have to put it in.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Organized queen.
Well, there's four of us, so it's so hard.
I know.
To,
like,
yeah.
We all travel
days.
A lot.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, I'll put in my travel dates for like June or July back in April. And I'm like, I think I'm going to New York someday, June 21st to 23rd. You'll be in New York. I'm like,
yeah,
that's amazing. So I do appreciate that. And Matt, Carly, the funniest sometimes.
Sometimes. Thank you. Sometimes.
And I don't know. We wouldn't be doing this podcast if we didn't like each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no beef here, right?
No.
I don't know,
Matt. You were saying that thing about Carly the other day.
Yeah, what were you saying about me?
That tea.
We're not getting into that. I don't think I've ever talked shit about Carly in my life.
Carly is like, talks too much. I don't know what to even say.
What are your songs that you sing in the shower?
Giving Up the Gun by Vampire Weekend.
What?
How does it go?
Anything.
Sing it.
Your soul's gold and rusty, but beneath the rising sun, it's locked up like a trophy, forgetting all the things it's done. And though it's been a long time, it's just like, oh, I love it. When I was 17, I had wrists like steel, and I felt complete. I sing it, and also Graceland by Paul Simon. Those are my two.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I don't sing in the shower.
I don't either.
Oh,
you Carly sing? Watched TikTok
live. I watch TikTok lives in the shower.
I sing and I laugh. I'm a big laugher.
You laugh in the shower?
I laugh in the shower. Patricia's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Who is it? She's like, who's in there with you?
She's throwing all the wedding invites in the trash. Never mind.
She's had to check. Just my imagination just runs wild and I just start giggling.
Damn, I wish I could laugh out loud to stuff like that. Like, I'm not a big laugh out loud person when I'm by myself.
Oh, I make myself laugh a lot. And to a point where I wish I could channel it and be like, okay, that's funny. I should make something out of what's making me funny or what's making me laugh. But I just like, I'm just so amazed at what I created in my head. And then by the time I articulate it out, I'm like, it's
that's
not
hilarious.
That funny.
Yeah.
But I just, it's like Legos or I like to use Tinker Toys of trying to like create
Tinker
a bit.
Tinker Toys.
Yeah.
Do you sing in the shower?
I don't sing ever.
Ever?
No.
Even in the car?
No, Mike never sings. I don't think I've ever heard you sing a lyric of even
give us
his
a little something.
Nope.
Oh, no, he has a fear.
Yeah.
We gotta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like this question. Give me a superstition to believe.
Ooh.
Yours is, I would say, touch the plane before you go in.
Touch the plane before I go in. Every time I go under a yellow light, I always touch the roof of my car.
My cousin would.
Yeah.
When you go through a yellow light?
Yeah.
Hmm. But the thing is like I've never.
Get T-boned as you're kissing.
Carly.
This is a funny scenario.
To believe.
I don't know if I really have any superstitions.
Do you guys
believe
it? Okay, you've heard of knock on. You guys heard of knock on glass, save your ass, right?
No.
No.
Good grief.
What is that?
People go knock on wood.
Yeah.
Okay, but sometimes you're in a situation where you can't knock on wood. Like when you're in your car, there's no wood in your car. So you knock on glass, it saves your ass.
Oh. Sounds
I've never heard that.
Oh, but unfiltered, they looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, surely other people have heard that.
Maybe
it's
like a Texas thing.
I guess so.
Maybe.
Knock on glass, save your ass. Anyways.
Any superstitions for you?
Is that Matt's Instagram? And did you post a nude on your Instagram?
You shut up.
I'm not joking. Look at this.
Yeah.
It says, please prank Matt.
Good.
We're not going to be able to do it anymore. He's going to
know.
I
know.
Well, it's nice because, like, you guys don't know, but we normally record, like, twice a month.
Yeah.
So there's
a lot of time in between.
What do you mean?
So it's not like it's once a week we're coming in here pranking Matt.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like there's some time in between where he can forget. Yeah.
Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
If you could give advice about starting a podcast, what would it be?
Ooh.
Don't do it just to do it.
Yeah.
Do it because, like, you think you'll get something from it, whether it's like you're gonna have a fun time,
money,
or you'll make money. No, but like I would say go into it as like a passion, not just like a, well, what am I gonna do now? Guess I'll start a podcast.
Yeah, like we fully were like, we need a studio.
Like this would be so fun because like all our energy together is like so fun, and like hanging out together is so nice.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a like, no, well, how can we make money,
right? And how can we get more famous?
Yeah,
which is crazy because, like, to steer away a little bit, I feel like when we started like Vine and YouTube and stuff, it wasn't like that. Even I mean, I guess YouTube sort of, but like
Vine was not like, oh, I want to be an influencer.
Yeah. And even like the early days of YouTube with like Jenna Marbles stuff, they never went into it being like, oh, we're gonna make a shit ton of money. But
I mean,
it's
even
crazy,
like, we didn't.
No, I mean, I didn't know we could even really make. I remember like David was making a bunch, but I never thought we would like get that far or anything.
Fun.
Yeah. And but now it's so crazy that people's like, they want to do is become an influencer because of the money. And it's just so crazy that I see so many TikToks of like, here's what you should do to make your TikToks go viral. And here's how to be an influencer.
Right.
And it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing to
do.
We're
very oversaturated.
It's crazy oversaturated, which is like fine, but it's just.
But then sometimes I'm on like, so if someone wants to get into it, yes, I believe you should just chase your passion.
Yeah.
Don't chase the money.
Yeah.
But then I worry about people who like are just doing it for their passion, but they could improve on a few things where they could be making some money.
Well, yeah.
I think everyone can, like when they start, they don't know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
But
I'd say if you're going to start a podcast and you don't have a following and nobody knows who you are, I chase after a really good story. I think.
Yeah.
I want a good narrative podcast. Go become the next Serial or This American Life. I think you can truly put yourself on the map. If you have a really good, compelling story and nobody knows who you are, you can get tons of people talking about your story.
And as corny as it is, make a TikTok account for it.
Yes.
That's what makes, I mean, not makes it, but like it can help so much. I've like discovered podcasts from TikTok.
What I also love is that our podcast, this conversation and what we're talking about, we're not thinking about how this is going to be executed on Instagram and stuff. There are so many of these fake, I call them just ghost podcasts, like ghost kitchens, where you know, like ghost kitchens are like not real places
it's like
that
the
you're
meat's
ordering
there,
food
but
from.
It's not,
people are getting together to create podcasts, but all
to
the little
clips.
Moments are to make clips just for it to go viral.
A lot of people it's not even a full podcast. They just will record a TikTok of them talking into a microphone, looking off camera. It's not even from a podcast.
What?
And there's just
many TikToks are like that.
I wish I could see an example because
they're just rehashing out stuff that they read on Reddit of someone who actually put their time of writing out a Pixar theory, and you're just like gonna share what someone else did, not even give credit to the person who posted it, acting it's like your thing that you came up with. And then just posting it out on TikTok for you to get more attention to your podcast. The thing is, though, go out, get your money, make your content. I don't care.
Yeah.
But just be aware of the content you're making. I just can't stand junk like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's like a lot of the real estate or business people. I don't know if you guys get those TikToks sometimes. There's people being like, here's how you have to do real estate and make $1 million in 3 months. And they'll have this microphone and they're just talking to nobody. And they make it look like they're being interviewed, but they're not. They're just recording it to make it look like they're being interviewed.
Interesting. My biggest pet peeve is watching a TikTok of a podcast, of like a clip from a podcast, but they don't use the audio. from the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, why aren't you using the audio from the podcast? It's clearly from the camera. It sounds terrible. I can like hardly watch it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Strange.
The Foster sisters do that. And it drives me nuts.
It's crazy.
Shout out Foster Sisters.
It to Instagram. It's just like the background voices. And I'm like, guys,
I feel like it also won't perform as well because it's not as like tight knit.
What's the next one, Mike?
I just like the way this person wrote this question. Picture this.
Uh-oh.
Picture this.
What a funny way to start. Okay, picture this. You're only able to listen to one song before all of music is erased. What song do you listen to?
Oh my God.
It's a great question.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Well, good callback.
Probably Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon.
One song?
I probably listen to like some classical 30-minute piece.
All Too Well.
The 10-minute version.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if Beethoven did a 10-minute version, but.
I don't know. It's so hard. You're Losing Me by Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. No.
Because I'm losing music. Do you like that song now? Do you listen to
Picture
it?
Picture this.
I can't like listen to it.
Why?
Because
the way it's recorded,
it's not the quality. Like I want to hear the real quality.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll be on Spotify soon.
I know.
What song?
Taylor Swift wrote a song called "You're Losing Me." It's about her breakup with Joe.
But it's been like
it's only
Jonas.
No, the man she's been with for like 6 years.
Alwyn.
Yeah. Alwyn. Good job.
But it's like a leak, so it's not like high quality.
Who would do that to her?
I don't know,
but she seemed pissed.
Yeah.
In her
I made a TikTok. This looks so unhinged. I made a TikTok and it's like my two moods. And it was like, I'm the best thing at this party. And then it's like, I wouldn't marry me either. And that sound keeps getting taken off TikTok. And so when your sound gets muted, you can replace it. So every time I hear the song on TikTok, I favorite the sound. So I just keep replacing it. And now I have a copyright claim and I might get banned on TikTok. So I just deleted the video.
Cause
like, yeah, I need my lives.
Taylor, she's working hard.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus, let us listen. I feel like putting it on TikTok makes it bigger.
Just put it out.
If all four of you were to win the lottery tomorrow, what would you do with the winnings?
I would invest a lot of it, I think.
Invest?
Yeah.
Into what?
How much?
I want to make money from my money.
Let's call it $100 million.
Okay, yeah, I'd invest
so
a lot.
$25 million each.
No, $100 million each.
Oh.
We all ball the
fuck
out.
40% goes to the government.
Okay,
I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd give Mike some for sure.
Okay. No, we all win. We all won.
Huh?
We all
get $100 million tax free.
You would still give me some
tax free.
Hell yeah, brother!
Give me half. We trick him and say that we didn't win either.
No, seriously. Okay, if we all four won, would we agree not to tell anybody?
Well, what isn't it public?
Well, would you tell?
No, it's not public.
Oh,
would you tell TJ?
Well, of course she would tell TJ.
Her husband?
Yeah, all of a sudden we have $100 million in the bank account, and he's like,
"Aaron's like, I bought us an $80 million
home. I started showing my asshole on OnlyFans. That's where it came from.
You don't have to tell TJ immediately.
Well, no, of course he'd be the first person I'd tell. I'd be like, "Holy shit!"
Would you tell your mom and dad?
Yeah, I'd probably like buy them something.
I'd make a TikTok about it. Like, guys,
I think the lottery.
Fuck y'all.
Like ruins families.
Yeah, it's knowing it's the knowledge knowing that you won the lottery that ruins the root of everything because you won it off the lottery. It's different than money if you said if it was like inherited or you got lucky in the stock market. It's something that is like earned. When people know that you won your money off the lottery, your
status.
Not your status, it's like the character of it. Because it's like, oh, you're going to hoard all that money because you want it off the lottery. Like people are going to want it like more because it's a lottery. It's a chance of winning in game. Rather, you have to package it up. And I'm saying this because you don't look at every story about the lottery. People lose their friends, family, cousins, everything.
Yeah.
All because they said it was the lottery. The best stories are the people who... they won it, but
don't
they packaged
anyone.
It. Yeah. Obviously, you would tell TJ, but like
I'd
be
keep
very
it small for sure.
Careful.
Yeah,
I feel you would make a whole TikTok series. Here's five things that happened after I won the lottery.
Yeah. I'm rich, not you guys. Fuck you.
I feel like people would only know that I won it because, like, I would want to do a lot of nice stuff for like my family. So then they'd be like, how did she pay for this? But also, I feel like it's so exciting. Like, I would be like, oh my God, I won the fucking
lottery. I would just be like, I'm an influencer. I have a ton of money, yeah. You know?
Or, I don't know, just say that you did really well in some investments in the stock market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to pay off a lot of people's homes. I feel like that'd be the most exciting.
You should say, like, cryptocurrency. Like, I don't know, you got tipped a bunch of cryptocurrency from an OnlyFans person you forgot about, and you kept that in your wallet, and it ended up, like, doubling.
Double A or triple A batteries?
I don't know.
Double A.
Triple A. Oh, those are the littler ones.
Yeah.
Oh no,
double's
A.
Way better.
Double
it's way A. More. I just feel like they're more accessible. Like they're everywhere. They're all over
and
your house.
I feel like the most used.
Yes. Yeah. If you need a triple A battery in your product, just get it. Just make it a double A. You can't. No one ever has triple A in
to
their
the
house.
Business.
Right. Yeah. I know. It's so
I
right.
always think that, but then sometimes I realize I have more triple A's than I got double A's.
Because you,
you never really need them.
Yeah, you never really need them.
I'm becoming a fan of just the CR20, like
what?
The 25.
Those are annoying.
What is that?
Ones? Yeah, the oh, AirTag
ones. The like little silver.
And they're like for old watches, like a Casio.
Yeah.
Oh.
If the purge was real,
that's
so
weird.
What crime would you do? Parentheses, Mike can't answer.
Wait, we just talked about this on the podcast.
That's so funny.
Oh, wow.
I said I would not participate, and if I knew anyone that did, I would be like, I don't want to know them anymore.
Okay, but if we did do something,
it would be like stealing money or like robbing a bank. I'm not going to hurt anyone.
Prada.
Yeah, like robbing a Prada store.
I feel like it'd be fun to
I've answered this before.
Break in somewhere and like steal a bunch of shit. Like I'll never do that in my life. So
right,
that'd be kind of crazy to do.
I also want to break into somewhere where I normally wouldn't have access to go to.
Like the White House.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I bet
the
that
Capitol.
Would be a little hard to get into, but just
it's the purge. Everyone's
some
going
access.
There.
Everyone's going to the Capitol.
Lots
again,
of Republicans.
What two animals would you morph together?
Cat dog. Honestly,
really?
No. Yeah, okay. And they'd be butt to butt like cat dog.
I would do like definitely a cat with something else. Probably like a cat with like a panda.
Oh, a cat
like,
and a ferret.
Like a super.
They look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Cat and a panda, I think.
That's so cute.
Cat and a panda.
I would like do... it'd be funny like a giraffe and something else, just like seeing something else with a really long neck. That's not supposed to have like a cat and a giraffe.
A ferret and a giraffe.
Yeah.
Because the ferret's so small to the ground and then the neck would be like
maybe a guinea pig and a cat or something. I don't know.
Oh. I would do like an elephant and a bird so I can ride the elephant.
and then
like,
it also
have
wings.
Yeah. Like I would love to have like a pet. Yeah, I would love to have like a dragon that I can fly around.
Yeah.
But you can't really make a dragon with two animals, but
flying would be so scary though.
Dude, if you had an animal
just
that
like
was like
shit.
Your pet that could fly.
That would fly you.
Like the Neverending Story dog.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The government would shoot
what?
You down.
The government. No, it's legal.
From best to worst, who is the easiest person to travel with?
Ooh.
Me. The best.
You think you're the best person to travel
well,
with?
Well, yeah.
In this group?
Yeah.
I've never had problems traveling with anybody. I don't
Same.
Think anyone's hard to travel with. In my experience.
Well, I've never traveled with either of you.
I've never traveled with you guys either. I've traveled with Matt. We're
I'm
pretty
thinking
good.
Like.
I bet. But I think you like to go out and like get into it.
Well, the thing is, I'm very organized with travel. Like, if you're traveling with me, like you're not gonna have to look up from the ground.
Yeah, I do like that.
Like,
and
follow
appreciate
my feet,
that.
And we'll get
oh,
on a plane and we'll be there.
You're in charge.
Yeah, I love planning a trip.
Oh,
just
that's fun.
Just because I like to be really organized.
No, if I'm with her and TJ, I'm like, I'm a kid. I'm their child. Like, tell me where to go. But
just
when I travel on my
your
own.
Boarding pass, sweetie.
Yeah, but like when I travel on my own, I'm also like very independent with them. I'm not like, where do I go? But
yeah.
I like
I would
not
love
having
to travel
the...
with someone that's like that. I usually am either traveling alone or like need to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to travel with someone who's like, hey, here we're getting up now. We're going to the flight now. Here's where the gate is.
Yeah.
It's just so much information when you're at the airport. Where's the gate? What time do we need to be there? Can we make it to the lounge? Do you need to eat? Do you need to pee?
I feel like you would be fun to travel with because you're always down for stuff.
Matt loves to go.
I think you would be like
I have a guide for all like my cities and everything.
Yeah,
and,
wow.
I, and I have all the spots to like go to. Like I'm not too big in the itinerary. I map out all the cool stuff like in an area on like my maps.
Like what you want.
And then when
do.
We're here, it's like, well, where do we want to go? I'm like, well, there's something really cool around here. There's something cool.
Yeah.
That's all walking
but also,
distance.
Also, I feel like
but...
if someone wanted to do something, like you'd be like, oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. Every time we'd go to Vegas, you'd be like, I want to go to Penn and Teller, like all these things. And I was like, let's just vlog at the casino.
I think you'd be my ideal.
Cool. I know. I think we'd be a good match.
A good
worst,
duo.
I don't know.
We should do a pod trip so we can come back with the stories.
Mike would be so funny to travel with.
I
He's got to have his coffee.
I don't like traveling.
I feel like it would, for me, it would go Matt, Carly, then you, but only because I've never traveled with you before.
I don't like traveling.
So but I can get bumped to the last.
I could, what'd you say?
I might get bumped to last.
We'll see.
No, I think you'd probably be a bit better than Mike. Like, Mike's not unbearable. It's,
I feel like I'm very chill. I just
It's not
along.
That. It's just, I don't know.
Carly the whole time will just be like, I can't believe it's this time at home.
Shut the fuck up. Oh yeah, let's talk about this, shall we?
Oh, that's funny.
When you travel, like when you go to the
whole
East
time.
Well, okay. It's like
No, but it's...
But you've done it too if you're like, no, oh cool. Yeah. Like at emo night at Webster Hall, it's like, oh, it's not that bad, because really it feels like midnight, not 3 a.m. And that's how I do. Yes. That's how I
Maybe
feel.
Maybe like once or twice per trip. Not every 15 that. Minutes.
Do I really do it like all the time?
You do it a lot.
Well,
because like it'll be like 11 a.m. and you're like, oh, I can't believe it's only 8 a.m.
Like
at home.
I am the same way where I know it, but I don't like say it out loud.
Yes, I'm always thinking.
It's like always
for me, it's
not I don't know why. I don't know why.
I'm not always
same
like,
with daylight savings.
I'm not fascinated like, with time, but I'm always fascinated like where other people are and that they're just there. Like yeah. I love going on Find My Friends and being like, my cousin is in Guam right now. She is right there in Guam. Like they're there at that nook and cranny of the world.
Yeah.
They're like seeing where everybody
you like zoom
is.
In and you can see them like walking around.
It's yeah. just, I don't know. It's just weird thinking about people in different places.
Okay, I'll never say it again.
We'll see.
No,
it's fine if
it.
You say
I get it.
No,
especially...
because you make fun of me, and so
no, I'm making fun of you.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Just stating a fact.
No, it's just funny.
Okay.
It's a truth.
Yeah.
Mike would be like.
I feel like you would be like a real no guy. Well,
well
you're
you'd be
just
like, how
like...
much is it? What
yeah.
are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, like,
yeah. You are.
You'd be like, is it worth paying that to do that thing?
Yeah.
Like,
Sam, on the other hand, oh great. I'm just kidding. I've never traveled with Sam. But every time we meet up with him in New York, it's like a great time.
I just
you're
don't
also
like
a great
traveling.
Time. Yeah. That's then that's totally well, there.
What's your like ideal travel destination and like
activities?
Israel.
Yeah.
Israel is fun.
Okay, well, we're not gonna go there.
Well, I would like the best trip I ever went on in like as an adult, one of the best trips was I went to Hawaii, which I know is like
oh yeah,
possibly problematic, but they don't like a lot of visitors. There's too many tourists in Hawaii. Shit. But it was like I just woke up. First of all, speaking of the time difference. When you
crazy
wake up,
3 hours behind.
Yes, you wake up at six. Like,
oh,
nine,
that would just make me spiral.
Yeah. Like,
you're gonna wake at 5 a.m.
No,
the
you do.
Because you wake up, like, let's say you wake up at 9 a.m. in L.A. normally.
Yeah.
It's 6 a.m. in Hawaii, yeah. And you're like, oh
and
my
in New
God.
York,
it's literally still
it's
dark
noon.
Out. It's
yeah,
it, dark
it's noon
out.
In New York.
6
like,
a.m. in Hawaii is noon in New York.
The whole time.
That is. How is that not mind blowing? Like you're in a different whole part of the fucking day.
No, when yeah. I will say, when you are in Hawaii, you are literally watching people just live their whole day before yours even begins.
But I love
that's how I normally.
Felt like,
yeah.
I felt like a Navy SEAL, like one of those success gurus. Like wake up at 6 a.m. and go for a walk, and then have your coffee, and by 7 a.m. I'm ready to start my day.
Okay.
You can do that when you're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's like 7 a.m. and you're just like. Oh my God, this, you can watch the sun come up. Mm-hmm. And the only thing to do is just go and sit on the beach, read.
And watch the day pass.
Watch the day pass, get some food.
Carly could go see a waterfall for the first
I
time.
I could.
You know, Carly's never seen a waterfall.
I've never seen a waterfall in my life. I know.
And then she was like, but I live 35 minutes away from the Hoover Dam. I could have gone there.
I just saw a waterfall. Me, I just saw a waterfall in Colorado like two weeks ago.
Sounds nice. But I'm going to Big Sur. So I will see some in
cool.
a couple weeks. Yeah.
Never seen a waterfall.
No, never.
Wild.
Wait, I was going to say
don't
something.
Don't go chasing
them. That I was obsessed with that song when I was little. I put on headphones and sang it. My mom would come in my room and be like, can you be quiet? Can you stop singing so loud?
Can I address something that's not a question here?
Sure.
That like sometimes people say that you're mean.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make it very clear for the record. Erin is not mean at all.
Or that like, we all pick on you.
Or that people pick
oh,
on me.
Yes, yes. And then I bust your balls, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
But like, it's because I know you so well.
Yeah.
And...
I think a lot of it has to do with like projection. People
yeah.
will hate that I'm saying that because they think I'm not self-aware. Like someone I saw one that was like, does Erin know she's condescending? But I think it's just like the way that I talk because I have like strong opinions.
I think you does the word stick to your guns like apply?
Yeah.
I think you like stick to your
guns.
You know your truth and like how
like,
you
I definitely don't think I'm like smarter or know more than anybody here.
Like, no.
Especially not these two.
I just think some of these people are like so soft. Like if Erin Guilfoyle is making you think that she's mean.
Oh my god. Who I'm putting it on my LinkedIn.
I'm also so nice.
Yeah.
On OnlyFriends, it's like a whole thing.
A real juxtaposition.
Like I'm not sitting there like like I don't think
about it. We wouldn't be sitting here for a fucking year if I was like, you know, Erin's just kind of mean. I don't know if I want to do it today.
It makes me think like what other content these people watch.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think they also could be younger. Do you think, guys, like as we are now like, you know, our 30s, do you feel like you've like hardened in more to like your personality in a way? Like I was looking at a photo of me because right now you're seeing all the memories of like, oh, graduation 10 years ago, all of this stuff. You're like, I don't know who that kid is.
Oh my God,
you see like a Facebook status that you posted 10 years ago.
Cringe.
You're like, what? Who was
you're
this
like ready
person?
To get fucked up for the weekend.
Yeah.
I just think, and then in a way, we've gotten tougher as we've gotten older, so we can like dish it and take it.
I think that's just aging. Like, I always hear in your 30s too, you're like more, you don't care as much.
Yeah.
About. Mm-hmm.
I think that
stuff.
Too.
But for the record, no one picks on anybody here. We're all very good friends. It's all comedy.
We pick on each other, but like in a friend way. That's like a love language.
I don't know. I just don't want to see any negative comments about how people are mean to each other. Like, it's a fucking comedy podcast. Yeah. Get a grip. Like, Jesus Christ. People are like, I can't believe they picked on Mike, or Matt needs to calm down, or Erin is so condescending. Like,
we're fine.
Let us have fun. We're doing this because we want to do it.
Yeah, it's also just like, for me especially, like, that's like always been, like, especially on the East Coast, like, my friendships, like, we're very just, like, direct and, like, joke in a way that I think could be perceived as, like, mean, but you're really just, like, busting people's balls.
Busting chops
balls.
Is a way of showing.
Busting the balls.
And we've known each other for, like,
We're, like, siblings,
so
especially Matt and I.
No, yes, big sibling vibes.
Really sibling vibes, and I think a lot of the time it can be misconstrued.
So it's only 9:30 in Hawaii right now.
Don't even get me fucking started. And it's 3:30 in New York, and that does not make any fucking sense.
Like, you're still sleeping in Hawaii.
Oh my god.
Yeah. If you woke up at 9 a.m. if you woke up at noon here, it's 9 a.m. in Hawaii. You could be a degenerate and you're still crushing it in Hawaii.
I'm waking up.
You're doing your Starbucks run.
My Starbucks
what
run.
Island did you go to? Maui?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
One thing about traveling too, which I did like about Matt, and there was like a weird etiquette thing that I'm always worried about. The thing that I love when I travel is my noise canceling headphones, because airports are so fucking loud. Always announcements, blah blah blah, and there's nothing better than just going zoop, and it's just quiet.
Yeah.
But like when
which
you're
headphones
with
work like that?
I have the Bose noise canceling Bluetooth ones. They're unbelievable. They're so comfortable. Battery lasts forever. But like we were like waiting in line, and like we did you know, we hung out, we goofed around, we chatted, and they were like waiting in line for the shuttle to take us somewhere. And you go, buddy, I'm just going to put on my headphones if that's okay. And I was like, oh, thank God. And we both just put on our headphones and are comfortable.
Oh, nice.
To just be like, oh, yeah, we're just doing our thing. Versus, like, I think some people, if you're traveling, maybe it's like a business thing or like someone you're not super close with, there's this obligation of like
chatting.
Yeah, just not. But like, if I go to the airport by myself, from the second I leave my house, I'm Bluetooth silence the entire time. So I like the idea of like someone who's down to just also sort of be independent when you're traveling too.
Do you get, if you're flying by yourself, are you like nervous someone the same age as you is going to sit next to you
and start talking like an,
oh,
I don't really know about talking, but I just get like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, please just be like an older person. Like, please just be old.
I don't mind if they're like the same age. I'm not into chatting like this.
Yeah.
Like this. I don't know. It's just like,
oh, that's funny.
Just one time. Sorry.
No, go.
One time I spent an entire flight back from New York talking. It was TJ, me in the middle, and then some random girl. And we talked the whole 6 hours.
Did you
hours.
Want to be talking?
There were parts where I was like, okay, we don't need to like chat right now. And like multiple times where I kind of wanted to like watch a movie. But like, it was great. I do like learning about people. And she was very interesting.
Yeah.
She was traveling to LA for work. She worked as like a wedding event planner.
Oh.
And it was, I think, right after we had gotten married. And I was just like loving the conversation. But then sometimes you can be sitting next
TJ
to
like,
well, he was just like doing his own thing. But then like afterwards, he's like, I can't fucking believe. He's very much like you. Like, he won't barely even speak to
anybody.
Me.
Yeah.
I'll like speaking to Matt sometimes on a flight because he's just funny. He's making jokes the whole time.
I'll do bits with you the whole way.
But especially if it's a long flight.
Someone like Matt who's just funny the entire time, I can deal with. But it's like, so what kind of business are you in? Put a gun in my mouth. Yeah. I don't want to talk about this ever.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I think I get nervous too because I'm like, if we start talking and then it stops,
it's like awkward.
Is it awkward or like? But I guess it's nice you have headphones on planes.
I do not like talking about what I do to strangers.
Really?
Like, oh, so what do you do? Like, oh, I'm in like the I have like some podcasts. Like, what are the podcasts? Yeah. Well, I gotta listen to it. So wait, this
time.
Is you. Like, there's something that's just. I don't know. I'm proud of it, but it's just they want to get involved and look at it and scrutinize it. If you just say, "Oh, I'm in waste
marketing.
Management or something,"
accounting.
It's like, yeah,
marketing.
People don't ask about accounting.
People won't ask any more questions.
Spicy accountant.
Because
I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
What's the next question? Well, there was like one time on a flight, I was sitting next to an older gentleman, and I was in like the front of the plane, so it was like an upgraded seat.
Ooh.
So it was only I didn't pay for it. They for some reason upgraded.
Ooh.
Okay. But
we
then...
know you didn't pay for it.
And I just didn't talk to the guy the entire flight, but he was next to me, and he's just a guy, so I'm not going to talk to him. But then as we're like getting our bags, and he's like 50 something, he's wearing a Cody Co hoodie.
Oh my God.
And I was like, can I ask a weird question? Like, do you know who that is? And he goes, yeah, it's my daughter's boyfriend. And I was like, are you Kelsey's dad? Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
And then he was like, oh, we could have been talking this whole time. And I was like, thank God we weren't talking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, that's crazy.
We like chatted for a while as we're like leaving. And I was like, oh yeah, I know Kelsey. I know Cody. Like, they're super great. He was flying to LA for something. But like, that was a perfect instance. You know, I'm talking to him like as we're getting our bags. No pressure. Like, it's going to end when we leave to go to the baggage area. But made the connection. Great guy. But like,
oh my God, that's crazy.
That would have been like, I would have, the whole flight felt like this weird pressure
obligated.
To like keep the conversation alive, explain.
You
know,
what's a weird thing that I do sometimes? I do this sometimes. I think name tags like are a little just weird in general. Like just the publicness of that someone's wearing a name tag with their full name on it.
You're talking about like in general or on
that
flights?
You can just on it's usually like on flights or in the airport or at certain functions. Ooh. Like if a guy's wearing a name tag has his full name, I can just Google who like I'm nosy where I'm like,
yo,
okay,
same.
Who
are
is
you?
This guy? And I read all
their LinkedIn.
I'll look up strangers just to like figure them out because it's like they have it advertised. I just think that's a weird thing going around with like your full name. And then
it's like
anybody...
when we're at a conference. Like when we went to VCon, there was another conference there. And you just see woman, you know, Betsy DeVille from Shelby, Oregon or whatever. And it's like, who the fuck is that?
You
and then
you go, hi, Betsy.
Cruella's
and like,
sister.
Yeah.
You find her TikTok. She's just making mugs.
What is something that is not edible that you wish you could eat?
Ooh, glass.
Glass?
Like if it didn't cut. I just feel like the texture would be so crunchy.
Oh.
Packing peanuts?
Drywall.
Oh.
Drywall.
Oh. Like fiberglass? Oh. Like it'd be like cotton candy?
Mm-hmm. Glass, drywall.
Any type of flour.
I would want to eat like the table. Like imagine you just take a bite out of that table.
It'd be crazy.
Who did this? Did you do this?
Everything's edible.
Or like
that'd
made out
weird.
Of chocolate?
Yeah, yum.
They just melt. We're like...
Okay, sorry, that was an easy one. Do you have a least favorite episode that you've recorded?
Not that I can think of.
Nothing comes to mind.
Matt's like, am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole? I feel like it's either one where I probably felt like tired or hungover, and I feel like I was saying sorry a lot.
Appendix one, that one. Yeah, like how much pain were you in?
I don't even remember that.
Perfect.
Like I remember just being in pain and then also having anxiety realizing I was proposing and then just being uncertain if we needed to go to the hospital or not.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine because like after 12 hours for me, I was like, it hurts so bad. I can't imagine your pain. Like sitting here and just knowing that you're just here.
I just kept
and
talking
not even...
myself into it, kept talking myself out of it.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome for saving your life.
Thank you, Carly. You guys really did.
Why do you think people choose Samsung over Apple?
No, next.
Have you seen those Android TikToks?
Who submitted that? You?
Oh my god. No, the Android TikToks are so,
so funny. It's this guy and he has like an iPad, but he pretends it's his Android. And he's like, hey, so. And it's like, boop, 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 like really loud. And it's, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like I have to see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like all the Android sound effects. Because it's funny if you're like on the phone with someone or like on FaceTime or something, or I don't know about FaceTime, you can hear the ring, like the sounds from their phone. It's very strange.
If you could switch lives with anyone else from the podcast for a day, who would it be?
Oh, okay.
Maybe you.
Really?
I
wouldn't recommend
okay,
it.
Okay, mine would either be you or you, but only because I would want to know what it's like to be shorter. I feel like you're like kind of my height, and I would want to know what it's like to be taller.
Oh.
Like, I want to know what your perspectives are yeah. on the world.
Oh, funny.
And then
look small.
Yeah, maybe a boy, though, because I would want to, like, see what a penis is like.
Yeah.
Maybe
swing
you,
because
I want to know what, like, pierced nipples feel like.
Sorry. Yeah. You could be me, then, too.
What?
Yeah. Do you want to see?
Carly, when did you do it? I was like, what?
Like being short?
I guess.
It sucks.
That's crazy. Like, I want to know like what my back would feel like.
Like when I had to feed Danny's cat, she had to put a step stool out for me to get her treats from the cat.
Yeah, I want
to
know what that's like.
It's not fun.
But you're like not even that short.
No, I know, but I can't imagine that.
How tall are you?
Like 5'8".
Yeah, same as me. See, that's, but like, I think it would be fun to be you, but it's only a height thing.
Yeah.
No, being tall is pretty cool.
I feel like if I was 6'1", I would be the president of the United States.
Yeah, you probably would, actually.
It makes me like so anxious thinking about being any taller, because then it's just like everyone is like looking up to you. I'd rather be looked down.
It's weird when I talk to people who are taller than me, I think my personality changes just a little bit, where I'm like, hey, yeah, so like,
a little intimidating.
Yeah, like I just like, I don't know. There's something about it where I shy up a little bit.
Yeah.
But do you think I'm tall or am I really tall?
No, I think you're tall.
You're
regularly really tall.
Like you're tall.
Just a tall person.
Okay. You're not shockingly tall.
Like, right. You wouldn't have your own show, Tall Boy, on Netflix.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
If everyone in the world stopped sneezing, how long would it take you to notice?
These are the ones we're picking.
A lot of them are repeats. It's a lot of what's your favorite
episode. Honestly,
of
probably a couple weeks or something. Yeah.
Who pays attention to that?
I know.
I would be so scared to bring it up to people.
Like, have you sneezed? Okay.
Is it me or has everyone stopped sneezing?
Well, I might notice it because every time I see the sun, I sneeze pretty much. Like every time I go outside, I sneeze usually. But I don't know if I would put that together.
I sneeze every day. Is that normal?
Probably.
You sneeze every day?
Not normal.
I can't remember the last time
I sneeze.
I sneeze
every day.
I sneeze
what?
Like once a month.
We should keep a sneeze log.
Yes. Oh my god, mine would be on the charts. I sneeze all the time.
Are you serious?
Yes. When I go outside in the sun, it makes me sneeze.
You should get an allergy panel.
I know. I want to.
See,
I'm
this is why we
sun.
Should start a Patreon. We could do all the things that we
yes.
talk about.
Allergy panel.
Yeah.
How do you do that? It's like a doctor appointment.
Yeah, you go to an allergist and they do the pokey, or you can just get a blood test.
I'd rather do that. Even though I hate blood.
Yeah, you don't like needles. No, but the pokes would be better. It doesn't hurt.
Do you know what my new medical fear that I think
oh,
I have?
What?
Oh, here we go.
I think I have diabetes.
Why?
Didn't your cat have diabetes?
My cat did have diabetes.
Aaron's
encyclopedia.
Wow.
Felix?
Wait, didn't you get all your blood taken?
Yes. What? So I got a blood test about a year ago.
Well, you probably got your blood taken when you got your appendicitis.
They would have known that if I was diabetic.
Yeah.
The thing is like, I'm not tired all the time. I am thirsty or it's like I want water a lot and I go to the bathroom a lot.
Have you googled? You're like, why am I so thirsty?
Sometimes I think it's because having a really high protein diet that does make you very, very thirsty.
But
it's just
but
then sometimes I'll have these, but maybe because it's like I don't take Adderall as much and now I've been on caffeine, I have these massive crashes where I feel like
I think you can buy from CVS like a little blood glucose monitor and you can see what your glucose level is.
Yeah.
And at home, do I have diabetes?
Hey, do I have diabetes? And get a blood test.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
But I have hit my deductible, so maybe I'll go do the allergist thing.
Yeah.
You've hit your deductible?
Yeah, because I got my fucking appendix out.
I saw a funny thing that was like, hey, health insurance in America is so cool because it's like, hey, pay a bunch of money every month, even though nothing happens. And then when something does happen, just pay a bunch more.
Yeah, literally. It's the worst.
Would you ever consider doing a live show?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I think about it all the time.
Totally. Yeah. Would you guys want that?
I feel like they would.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun.
Zach just did a live show.
That could be perfect content for our Patreon.
Duh.
A West Coast tour.
No, a tour of the world.
We do a world tour.
Yeah.
We get a tour bus.
We're going to Australia.
That would be so fun if we got a tour bus.
Oh my God. RAP.
Would you
sleep.
Want the top bunk or the bottom?
God, I always wanted to sleep on a bus like a bandmate.
No, you don't. Trust me.
We rent one for 2 days to like see what
They're
it's like.
They're so expensive too. It's like $1,000 a day.
And you can't poop on them, which would be fine for me, but I don't know about the rest of you.
I would just need a toilet every morning. That's it.
Yeah, we go to, you stop at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really fun,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'm down.
If you guys don't mind my box fan, then I'm good.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Not a question, but when Matt says, huh, I bust out laughing every time. Keep it up.
Yeah. Yeah, people always say we both do different huhs.
Yeah.
What like, is huh? Your, yours
or,
is like a...
I can't think of it now.
Huh? Or yeah.
Yours is huh?
Like, and you what? Like sit up, your posture.
Huh?
It's yeah. Just, yeah.
Mine's like, huh? Yeah, yeah, that's mine.
That is yours.
All right, I think that's basically all the like the original questions.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of it was like favorite episode, favorite memory together, what do you like about each other? But
what do you yeah.
Cute. Well, happy 1 year, guys.
I know. I can't believe it. So much has changed and like I think my life's probably changed the most.
Probably
since we started.
Yeah.
And Matt's. You moved.
Oh yeah, he got engaged.
Got engaged.
Were you
has
in a relationship when we were recording this podcast?
No.
We started it.
It was like
no. Remember
you had just
yeah. Oh. It was like just at the end.
Right. I know. Remember after this, like we went and like picked up my ring that I got
oh,
Patricia
yeah.
at like
yes.
FedEx together. Y'all were the first people to see
oh, yeah.
Patricia's ring.
Could have been Patreon content.
Well, it was
you
for
know?
Us.
Yeah, we posted on
you guys
Patreon.
Were the only people that saw the ring. Before, also besides my brother.
Before
damn.
Patty.
Yeah. Even it's though so David great. Dobrik begged to see it.
Oh, of course.
And I was just like, no. Yeah.
Oh, good for
no.
You.
No, yeah, I didn't want to show him.
Who?
Huh?
Oh my God, I can't believe we're doing a live show.
I know.
Should
when should we do it?
I think that could be fun.
Should we do an
yeah.
LA one or should
oh my God,
we go
I'm nervous
to, like...
already.
No, I think we should start in like Portland.
Yes.
And then work our
you
way
wanna
down.
Do a tour?
No,
a
we coastal. Should do a show
yeah.
first, see how it does.
I want to do an yeah. East Coast. Yeah, maybe.
New York. Okay, we're going to do the big cities.
Here's what I was thinking, actually. Jason is doing a tour.
Oh.
Perhaps we can open one of his shows for him.
With what, a
for
podcast?
A whole hour?
No. Do like
he's
a...
doing stand-up, though, right?
Yeah.
We'll do like a 20-minute...
No.
We're
the
headline.
Main attraction.
We're the headline
okay.
here.
Okay.
He can open for us.
We'll be at the Wiltern on July 8th.
Is that where he's
so
performing?
Be there. Huh?
No, he's performing in Irvine.
Oh, at that shopping center?
Yeah. Oh, we went to that one.
Yeah,
the Ralph's in Irvine.
The
no,
Ralph parking
it's
lot.
Like a big mall.
No,
like it's
know,
in the parking lot with a little speaker.
Yeah, he's doing the Ralph's at the cart return at Ralph's. He'll be at cart return B.
No, I just don't know the name of it, but it's in that big shopping
he's
center.
Doing a huge fucking tour.
I know. I
oh,
just
wow.
saw that. Has I know
I talked
about
to do a live show.
I know.
Yeah,
I think it'd be so fun.
I feel like so are you guys watching the HBO special the Smart List tour?
I watched
no.
a few episodes. It's really good.
It's so good, but they started and they kind of were like, well, okay, we're just gonna come out and do the podcast, but then they were like, this is like a little weird, it needs to maybe have some interaction. So then they started like bringing out guests, which I feel like would also be like a good addition.
Yes, I think so too.
It would be like a thought out. I feel like it would have to be
it would
like
have to
more
be thought
interactive.
100%.
Than just like us picking a topic in each place and then
yeah,
yada yada.
We could also like pick depending on the town where we're at, we get like a creator who's from that town and they're like our guest.
Or we just pull someone on stage and just ask them questions.
Random person.
Where are you from, Susie? And what grade are you in? Ninth? Okay.
Sorry, we're not going to give away $1,000, but you can be on our podcast.
Yeah, no, it would.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Davey just give away money?
That's literally
shows?
What I was thinking of. Yeah.
Heal
we could.
Me.
$1 each.
Heal me, Davey.
Oh, we do like a spiritual tour?
We're here.
We're
on
healing,
yeah, we'll
group.
Get Joel Osteen. He can be our first guest.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Start in Texas.
Not. Absolutely not.
He heals us on stage.
That would be fun.
No more anxiety for me.
Zach Justice did his show at Flappers and it looked like it was pretty good.
Oh. Who's Zach Justice?
He's like, he has his own podcast, Dropouts Pod.
Oh yeah,
Dropouts Pod.
He was at. He was
like a pretty small venue.
Yeah, it was like a trial.
I would like it to be kind of small.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many tickets do you think we're gonna
sell? No one comes.
I don't know. Like at least I would say like
200.
I don't know. More? I'm really bad at visualizing that many people. I don't know.
Yeah, we could do it at like the Echo.
Ben and Emil sell out like in a second. They sell out a show.
Oh, they do live shows?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
no idea. Wait, are they stopping their podcast?
They're transitioning to a new
like topic.
Like a new channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Ben, he's posting this stuff, but I was like, oh, there's not really an explanation here.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do a poll on YouTube
What
to see if people would come to any of our live shows?
If they'd come to the LA one, right?
Yeah, we would do it in LA first. Okay. Let's not lose too much money here.
Mike won't ever let us do anything fun.
Yeah, we can't travel with you.
Okay.
He's like, I can't buy a snack.
Bring them from home. You know how expensive snacks are at the airport?
I mean, they are, yeah.
Highway robbery.
Aaron's like, I don't know. I go in the lounge.
I do go to the lounge. The lounge is great. It's free.
Yeah.
It's free?
Yeah. Well, if you have a lounge access with like priority pass.
But isn't that like a bunch of money a year?
Well, it depends. You can have like a certain credit card and then you could just get access to
it. The American Express lounge, though, you can't bring a guest anymore.
Really?
Like the Centurion one?
Yeah, you have that. The guest has to pay like $50 unless you have spent over $75,000 on your platinum card.
Oh yeah, I get in for free.
No, but within a year, like
a month. Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
I wish.
But yeah, but I have the priority pass now. I didn't realize on my Chase that I could just enroll in it, and then it just showed up, and I was like, oh shit.
All right.
Well, happy 1 year anniversary. Everyone.
Happy 1 year. We should have brought a cake.
Tattoos.
Well, what one would you get? You don't have any. You're not gonna get a tattoo.
No, I'm not gonna get a tattoo.
Neither will he.
I will. We still needed our Taylor Swift ones.
Yeah. Okay, well, bye.
Bye,
bye guys. Thank
Love
you for
you.
Being here
thank
for a
you.
Whole year.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.